You've just heard the business update. It's a Wednesday, so you know that it's time for the glass ceiling. Will there be justice for Nenayo Ono? We talked about her last week. For those of you who did not listen last week, she was murdered in her late father's compound while demanding for her right and her mother's right to inherit his property. According to her sister, their father's relatives seized all his property when he died because he had no sons. Their mother had to struggle on her own to raise her daughters. So when they grew up, Nenayo Ono went back to fight for her father's lands. And that's how she died. She was burned to death in his compound. And we talked about this last week. Most of you were disgusted by the murder. You were disgusted by the idea that in this day and age, we're still hearing that daughters cannot inherit property. Most of you condemned it. But some of you said that the rest of you should come off it. Some of you said that there are very good reasons why women should not inherit land. So I said that today I will respond to some of your messages opposing the motion. First, let me start with Idenyi Ifanyi Stan Hillary. Idenyi Ifanyi Stan Hillary sent me a message on Facebook and he said, quote, "The more we think we are now educated and can change a tradition we did not originate, the more we get ourselves into trouble. Each tribe in Africa has unique cultures and traditions which define their ways of life. Whereas Yoruba tradition allows a female child to inherit a father's property, it's not part of Igbo tradition. A father's properties belong to the male children. This is based on a simple philosophy of our forefathers that a female child will leave her parents' family, marry into another family where she will now belong. It's assumed that the now husband has properties he inherited from his own father, which now belong to both husband and wife as a family. This, I reasoned, is done for other reasons. Today's society has been thrown into many chaos since women started fighting for gender equality, which in many cases they still return back to claim that the man is the head of the house when it comes to responsibilities. Traditions have some spiritual backing, with consequences if you go contrary to them, irrespective of your level of education. Some so-called educated women have challenged this age-long Igbo tradition of female child not inheriting father's property in court and won the case, but later faced mysterious challenges. If you are an Igbo female child or a woman married to an Igbo man, it's important that you know that in Igbo culture, females don't share their father's property with the males. Only exception is where the father writes a will and decides to will some of his properties to his female child. There are also fathers in Igbo land who give a property to his female child as a gift, but such is made known to his children in case he dies. Let's learn to respect certain aspects of our culture and traditions if we want peace in this part of the world. The media misleads some faint-minded people and they go and start a fight that they cannot finish," end quote. I got this message last week. Thank you for your message, Idenyi Ifanyi Stan Hillary. I'm going to address it piece by piece. First of all, you said, quote, "The more we think we are now educated and can change a tradition we didn't originate, the more we get ourselves into trouble," end quote. This is simply not true. Human beings change traditions all the time, even when they did not originate the tradition. After all, in some places, killing twins was a tradition they inherited. But today, they've stopped killing twins. In other places, buying and selling humans as slaves was part of the culture and tradition. But they've stopped. You are an Igbo man, Idenyi Ifanyi Stan Hillary. Our people say Igbo enweze. Igbos do not have kings. But go to Onitsha. There's an Obi, a king. Because at some point in their history, Onitsha people decided to change their own tradition and start crowning kings. Tradition was made for people. People were not made for tradition. Next, you said, quote, Each tribe in Africa has unique cultures and traditions which define their ways of life. Whereas Yoruba tradition allows a female child to inherit her father's property, it is not part of Igbo tradition. End quote. Again, Hillary, can I call you Hillary? Tradition is not static. People choose to evolve their traditions all the time. Next, you gave a reason for why Igbo tradition is the way it is. You said, quote, "This is based on a simple philosophy of our forefathers that a female child will leave her parents' family and marry into another family where she will now belong. It's assumed that the now husband has properties he inherited from his own father, which now belong to both husband and wife as a family." End quote. Now, you are correct to say that this was the philosophy of our forefathers. You are also correct, Hillary, to say that it's a simple philosophy. A simple philosophy for a simple, long gone time. In today's world, Hillary, women do not belong only to their husband's family. Women today are still expected to contribute to their birth family, even after they get married. Married women are contributing money to projects their birth families are doing. Sometimes they're bringing their own money. Sometimes they're bringing their husband's money. But the point remains that if they no longer belong to that family, how come they are contributing financially to their birth family? How come they're still training their younger ones and taking them into their marital homes? Or are we saying that when it's time to share responsibility, they still belong to their birth family? But when it's time to share land, they are now outsiders. When you say that women are fighting for gender equality but are still putting financial responsibilities on men, you're not telling the truth, Hillary. I hope I can call you Hillary. You're not telling the truth. Go to your village meeting and ask questions. Women are contributing not just to their homes, but to their families and their communities. Also, it's on this same glass ceiling that we've talked about how some men feel threatened or challenged when their wives start making more money than them and taking on more responsibilities. So how are you now saying that women don't want responsibilities? Make it make sense, Hillary. Next, you said, quote, "Traditions have some spiritual backing with consequences if you go contrary to them, irrespective of your level of education. Some so-called educated women have challenged this age-long Igbo tradition of female child not inheriting her father's property in court, and they won the case, but later faced mysterious challenges," end quote. Now, this is simply, it's simply not true. Gladys Ukeje is the woman who won that case at the Supreme Court, upholding her right to inherit her father's property. Please, Hillary, come and tell me what mysterious challenges that Gladys Ukeje is now facing. The only challenges that she faced was the discrimination that made her go to court. And she has overcome it. Now, you ended your message by saying, quote, "The media misleads some faint-minded people and they go to start a fight they cannot finish," end quote. Well, in this case, Hillary, I am the media. So let me talk about these Nigerian women that you are calling faint-hearted and you are saying that we are misleading. Nigerian women can finish this fight. They are ready. I just told you about Gladys Ukeje. She fought her case in courts for 32 years, Hillary. She fought her case for 32 years. She filed in 1982 and the Supreme Court finally gave her justice in 2014. And the whole time, she refused to quit. So I'm guessing you're talking about Nenna Yonu, who stood her ground against injustice until she was brutally murdered. Maybe to you, she should be mocked for, in your words, starting a fight she cannot finish. If that's how you view it, then you are choosing to fault the person standing up for justice instead of the person killing them for it. And that's on you. That's your choice. But it will not stop women like Nena Yono and Gladys Ukeje from continuing to stand and fight and win. And there are more and more and more and more women like them every day. Just like last week, Lagos, I want to hear your thoughts on Hillary's message. Call me on 0700-993-993-993. What are your thoughts on Hillary's message? What are your thoughts on my response to Hillary's message? Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. We've got Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. We're streaming live there. We've also got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805.
This is the Glass Ceiling. Glass Ceiling. On Hard Facts.
99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Thank you, Sandra.
Thanks for calling.
Sandra, it's terrible. What did you call his name?
Hillary.
Hillary. We need his name because tomorrow he will come to all the sensitive positions in Nigeria or in the local government or in the state. We will need to remember that he stands on certain issues. Very important. Without being so detailed, I don't know whether he has things to will to his girl's children or if he feels that if he doesn't have a male child, his hard work will go to the uncles who never bothered about them. I don't understand him because this is not the Nigeria or the Igbo land where people have community land again. People buy their lands to even build their family houses in the village. Nobody has any land to share now. And then you buy up a land and then or some lands and acquire property, and then some uncle will come from somewhere and then want to take it from your girl children. Let's watch and see.
All right. Thanks for calling. Uzo is in Lekki. Hi, Uzo. Uzo, hi. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're live on the show.
Yeah, okay. Concerning the lady that they burnt alive, I want to talk about. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening to you. What do you think about Hillary's message? What do you think about my response to him?
Concerning that lady that they burnt alive, you see, in Igbo land, in the early 80s till today, women are not allowed to inherit their father's property. The reason is that they know that they don't really value female children like that. Because then the person will be going towards their family, the person will be going towards their own family. And when the person finally gets married, the house will be empty. There's nobody to occupy the place. And when there's no a male child in that family, the wicked uncles and the person's in-laws will be really, really be joyful. So for what is done to that lady, I think the lady went extra mile for doing that. Because in some families, there are some wicked uncles that once they tell you something that there is no road in that place, what you need to have done is just for you to vacate. While there are some people that you can't fight them physically, but it takes the grace of God for you to have overwhelmed that place. But for what they done to that lady was very, very wrong. But if there is a male child in that family, the lady would have allowed the male to fight for their rights. For her to have gone extra mile, there is nothing she can really get from it. Instead of that...
Uzo, thanks for calling. 99.3, hello. Hello?
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's
hello,
your name?
Sandra.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'll do it in my own case. I'm an only child, so my mother has a property I'm going to inherit.
Okay.
In fact, no, I'm not waiting for someone that will come and be telling me, I'm from a Yoruba family.
Okay.
So I don't think it's going to be that way.
Okay.
So definitely, I'm going to inherit that property.
Okay.
And no one is going to challenge me.
Okay.
So the man doesn't deserve to inherit anything, in my own opinion.
Why?
You know why?
Why?
Because they should actually go out and work for their own property, not waiting for their own father's property, in my own opinion. So they shouldn't be dragging the land with their mother and their sisters.
Okay.
It's just that they are ashamed. They don't want to work for anything. They would rather wait for their father to give them something. They don't want to do anything for their own. So I don't blame them.
Nope.
So to all the fathers, they shouldn't give their sons any property because you are not doing them a favor. You are just going to allow him to be lazy. Stop giving your son property. You are not helping him.
Okay. I mean, if you open that drawer, you're opening the drawer for people who say, I mean, okay, if we're going for equality, why should women get the properties of their parents as well? Because if you're saying that men should go and work, women should also go and work. So I think that, you know, if parents have property and it's property they think their children should inherit, their children should inherit it, regardless of the gender of the children. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Part of their father's property. So when he died, maybe only have guest child, they will do the same thing to him. So until when, even their elite, until when they sit down, even those people in the city, until when they come together and say, okay, this is what you want. Most of these evils, for me, is perpetrated by those people in the villages. Those people that reside in village, not people that reside in city.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Anonymous. Mr. Casey in Ayobo is on the line. Hi, Mr. Casey.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon to you.
You see, this topic is very, very interesting and beneficial if those who really want to see it from this angle.
Okay.
I'm an Igbo man from Umuahia, Abia State. I have only one daughter,
okay.
And which I have determined, even if I have more than one daughter, if I have boys, sons, I must surely give part of my properties to my own daughter. She must be part of in my properties. The evil should start. It's selfishness and wickedness that is making us to start to remove our daughters from our properties because we feel that she is going out. And most times we feel that we are selling out our daughters to other families. If we really consider our children to be part of us, that we love them so much, we should inculcate, we should make them part of our properties. The one benefit is that they will use some of this right to survive even when their husbands are maltreating them. Like the issue of wives leaving their homes if the husband is not treating them well. What do we want them to fall back on? And when we look at all these abusive families, abusive homes that women have been abused anyhow, if you check it very well, it's the Igbos that does that more. Because the women will feel that, where am I going to? My family cannot accept me back. But in Yoruba land, you can't just maltreat any Yoruba woman anyhow. She walked away because her mother has property with the father, and she will be part of such properties. You see, when they start having properties of their own, inheriting property from their parents, I am telling you, they'll be able to stand for themselves and be able to defend themselves very well. So it is even wicked on our own part, fathers, when we start removing our daughter's name from our properties, giving it to only the men, who might end up squandering it. We should come to the reality that whether male or female, they are all children belonging to us.
Mr. Casey, thank you so much for calling. By the way, congratulations to Olowo Funshaw, Cornelius Babatunde, Olagbenro Johnson, and Bodunde, I'm not sure what she wrote there, Christiana. Congratulations to all of you on winning our tickets. Remember, I said I was going to give 10 away between 3 and 4. The next 10 are up for grabs right now. We're going on a break, and the break is a bit long. But during that break, start sending messages to us on WhatsApp. If you want a ticket to Praise Jam, send those messages to WhatsApp right now. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. That's our WhatsApp. Send that message to WhatsApp right now if you want a ticket to Praise Jam this year. So that's another 10 up for grabs. The final 13 will be up for grabs between 5 and 6. It could be you. The only way that you will get it is if you send that message right now to WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll keep talking. Don't go away.
This is the Glass Ceiling. Glass Ceiling. On Hard Facts.
We're back on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
It's 4:34. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and today on the Glass Ceiling, we're talking about Nenaya Ono. Really, we're talking about property inheritance for women because of Nenaya Ono. We talked about her at first last week because she was murdered in her late father's compound while demanding for her right and her mother's right to inherit her late father's property. Now, a lot of you who called in last week were disgusted by her murder. You were disgusted by the idea that in 2022 this kind of thing is still happening. But some of you said that, I beg, the rest of you are being too modern. You're throwing your culture away. There are very good reasons why women should not inherit land. And this is going to be a series, so not to worry. If you're not able to call in right now, don't worry. Next week, Wednesday, I'll address yet another person's message about this subject. Now, of course, if you just tuned in, you missed what I said before the break, but I'm going to play it for you again so that you can hear for yourself a message that we received from one of the people who listened last week, Wednesday. And you can also hear my response to this gentleman's message. First, let me start with Idenyi Ifanyi Stan Hillary. Idenyi Ifanyi Stan Hillary sent me a message on Facebook, and he said, quote, "The more we think we are now educated and can change a tradition we did not originate, the more we get ourselves into trouble. Each tribe in Africa has unique cultures and traditions which define their ways of life. Whereas Yoruba tradition allows a female child to inherit a father's property, it's not part of Igbo tradition. A father's properties belong to the male children. This is based on a simple philosophy of our forefathers that a female child will leave her parents' family, marry into another family where she will now belong. It's assumed that the now husband has properties he inherited from his own father, which now belong to both husband and wife as a family. This, I reasoned, is done for other reasons. Today's society has been thrown into many chaos since women started fighting for gender equality, which in many cases they still return back to claim that the man is the head of the house when it comes to responsibilities. Traditions have some spiritual backing, with consequences if you go contrary to them, irrespective of your level of education. Some so-called educated women have challenged this age-long Igbo tradition of female child not inheriting father's property in court and won the case, but later faced mysterious challenges. If you are an Igbo female child or a woman married to an Igbo man, it's important that you know that in Igbo culture, females don't share their father's property with the males. Only exception is where the father writes a will and decides to will some of his properties to his female child. There are also fathers in Igbo land who give a property to his female child as a gift, but such is made known to his children in case he dies. Let's learn to respect certain aspects of our culture and traditions if we want peace in this part of the world. The media misleads some faint-minded people and they go and start a fight that they cannot finish," end quote. I got this message last week. Thank you for your message, Idenyi Ifanyi Stan Hillary. I'm going to address it piece by piece. First of all, you said, quote, "The more we think we are now educated and can change a tradition we didn't originate, the more we get ourselves into trouble," end quote. This is simply not true. human beings change traditions all the time, even when they did not originate the tradition. After all, in some places, killing twins was a tradition they inherited. But today, they've stopped killing twins. In other places, buying and selling humans as slaves was part of the culture and tradition. But they've stopped. You are an Igbo man, Idenyi Ifanyi Stan Hillary. Our people say Igbo Enweze. Igbos do not have kings. But go to Onitsha. There's an Obi, a king. Because at some point in their history, Onitsha people decided to change their own tradition and start crowning kings. Tradition was made for people. People were not made for tradition. Next, you said, quote, each tribe in Africa has unique cultures and traditions which define their ways of life. Whereas Yoruba tradition allows a female child to inherit her father's property, it is not part of Igbo tradition. End quote. Again, Hillary, can I call you Hillary? Tradition is not static. People choose to evolve their traditions all the time. Next, you gave a reason for why Igbo tradition is the way it is. You said, quote, this is based on a simple philosophy of our forefathers that a female child will leave her parents' family and marry into another family where she will now belong. It's assumed that the now husband has properties he inherited from his own father, which now belong to both husband and wife as a family, end quote. Now, you are correct to say that this was the philosophy of our forefathers. You are also correct, Hillary, to say that it's a simple philosophy. A simple philosophy for a simple, long gone time. In today's world, Hillary, women do not belong only to their husband's family. Women today are still expected to contribute to their birth family, even after they get married. Married women are contributing money to projects their birth families are doing. Sometimes they're bringing their own money. Sometimes they're bringing their husband's money. But the point remains that if they no longer belong to that family, how come they are contributing financially to their birth family? How come they're still training their younger ones and taking them into their marital homes? Or are we saying that when it's time to share responsibility, they still belong to their birth family? But when it's time to share land, they are now outsiders. When you say that women are fighting for gender equality but are still putting financial responsibilities on men, you're not telling the truth, Hillary. I hope I can call you Hillary. You're not telling the truth. Go to your village meeting and ask questions. Women are contributing not just to their homes, but to their families and their communities. Also, it's on this same glass ceiling that we've talked about how some men feel threatened or challenged when their wives start making more money than them and taking on more responsibilities. So how are you now saying that women don't want responsibilities? Make it make sense, Hillary. Next, you said, quote, traditions have some spiritual backing with consequences if you go contrary to them, irrespective of your level of education. Some so-called educated women have challenged this age-long Igbo tradition of female child not inheriting her father's property in court, and they won the case, but later faced mysterious challenges, end quote. Now, this is simply, it's simply not true. Gladys Ukeje is the woman who won that case at the Supreme Court, upholding her right to inherit her father's property. Please, Hillary, come and tell me what mysterious challenges that Gladys Ukeje is now facing. The only challenges that she faced was the discrimination that made her go to court. And she has overcome it. Now, you ended your message by saying, quote, the media misleads some faint-minded people and they go to start a fight they cannot finish, end quote. Well, in this case, Hillary, I am the media. So let me talk about these Nigerian women that you are calling faint-hearted and you are saying that we are misleading. Nigerian women can finish this fight. They are ready. I just told you about Gladys Ukeje. She fought her case in courts for 32 years, Hillary. She fought her case for 32 years. She filed in 1982 and the Supreme Court finally gave her justice in 2014. And the whole time, she refused to quit. So I'm guessing you're talking about Nenayon, who stood her ground against the injustice until she was brutally murdered. Maybe to you, she should be mocked for, in your words, starting a fight she cannot finish. If that's how you view it, then you are choosing to fault the person standing up for justice instead of the person killing them for it. And that's on you. That's your choice. But it will not stop women like Nenayon and Gladys Ukeje from continuing to stand and fight and win. And there are more and more and more and more women like them every day. And we talked about that before the break. Because what do you think about Hillary's message? And what do you think about my response to Hillary? I want to hear your thoughts. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp, and I would love to hear your thoughts on WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon to you, ma'am. What's your name?
My name is Florence, calling from Wilton.
Welcome, Florence.
Yeah. You spoke very well. I like the answers you gave to Hillary. Hillary should go and change his mentality. Sandra, let me tell you what happened in my family last year. I'm from the Igbo part of the country. My father, I'm from a polygamous family.
Okay.
And my father is late.
Oh, okay.
So last year, our brothers gathered to share the land that their father left.
Hmm.
So after sharing the land, they gathered themselves without the knowledge of the women.
Hmm.
And they said, these our sisters. They have been doing so much.
Mm-hmm.
They contribute in almost everything we do here.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we have issues, they are the ones that come to settle issues and bring peace into this, our family.
Hmm.
So now that we have shared our father's land, I think it is proper for us to map out some, acres of land and also give to them. We are surprised, and they called all of us, hmm, and they gave we, the women, some land.
Okay,
after that, my immediate two brothers,
mm-hmm,
also, my senior brother called the younger one, they are two.
Hmm.
And he told that one, now from this one that you have received, let us also bring up and give to our two sisters.
Hmm.
So if they have such mentality and they did that, don't you think that tradition can be changed?
Mm-hmm.
They have started something good,
mm-hmm,
and the ones coming up will emulate from them what they have done.
Right.
Is it not that same Igbo land that these my brothers came from and they did this? So Hillary should go and change his mentality and do the right thing.
Florence, thanks for calling. Tonya from Osapa says, Sandra, I am an Ijaw man. People say Ijaw women are quick to leave marriages if they are not happy. That's because in Ijaw land, women inherit property easily. An Ijaw woman always has a place in her ancestral compound. Because of this, she doesn't take rubbish in marriage. I pray one day it will be the same all across Igbo land. Tony, thank you so much for your message. I quite liked the call I got from Mr. Casey. He was talking about his kid. He said he had one kid, a girl, and he said that he was determined that she must inherit his property. He says that it's only wickedness that is making people in his culture, the Igbo culture, insist that daughters should not inherit. He said that the refusal to let Igbo women inherit property makes spousal abuse more likely and rampant because it makes women less able to leave marriages. Because where will they go? What wealth will they have to fall back on? He said he believes that it is immoral to leave one's daughter at the mercy of her in-laws by stopping her from inheriting property in her birth home. I quite liked that comment. We've got Mark Harry in Victoria Island. Hi, Mark Harry.
Finally, Sandra.
Good to have you
on
the
show. Good afternoon again.
Good afternoon again. We've spoken before?
Yes, I called you earlier when we were talking about the politics.
All right, go ahead.
Right. I think Hillary's idea is very shallow.
Okay.
I don't see how a man who gave birth to both sons and daughters, and when there are things to be done in the home, they remember the daughters. They actually play the more prominent role, if we must be sincere.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to enjoying some benefits, you now remember that, oh, they are married elsewhere. Mm-hmm. I want to give you a typical example.
Okay.
My father has sons and daughters. He's still alive. He's very old now. He's in his 90s, late 90s.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
I'm in Lagos here.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my sisters are closer home.
Okay.
They make it a point of duty every other week to go home to see him and to see our parents generally.
Mm.
You know, take things to them and physically make contact with them to ensure that they are doing, you know, feeling better, speak with them. Most of the time, what I do is I just send money, and that's all. If I send money and there is nobody there to take the money to them or to assist them put the money to good use, what's going to happen? Is it when she has done this, when eventually there is time, the time comes for her to, you know, benefit from the estate,
hmm.
I will now remember that she's a woman. I think it is very wicked and it's shallow-minded for anybody to still be thinking in this age and time that because it's a male, a female child, she should not be entitled to, she should not be entitled to the estate of the parents. It's terrible.
Mark Harry, thanks for calling. What messages do we have on WhatsApp? Okay, while she's getting ready for those messages, Joy Forever on Twitter says, even Bible recognizes female inheritance, Numbers chapter 36 from 1 to 13. Hillary is still living in the past by sticking to what is not obtainable. Some tribes are too heady concerning traditions of men. All right, Joy Forever, thank you very much for your message. Let's take a look at more messages coming in via Twitter. Okay, I don't see a lot of them here, but we've got messages on WhatsApp.
Yes, this is saying, please, oh, that Hillary guy said that a female child will leave her father's house and marry another man, and they both will have their own property. That, to me, means both the husband and the wife own the property that they make after marriage. So the children they have after marriage also should be able to get the property that their parents have after their marriage.
Hmm. Yes, but you find that if the girl marries a man and she has only girls and she unfortunately is Igbo, she'll have siblings that will come and the husband has siblings. Sorry, she'll have in-laws that will come and tell her this is our brother's property. If she's from Delta State, she will also have people that will come and say it's our brother's property. I think Edo, it's also very common there as well. You're from Edo State. Is this something that happens where you're from? Yes. Quite a bit? Okay. All right. So what are the other messages we have?
It says, concerning the lady that got burned because she's asking for her father's property, some tribes are still practicing it today. That lady have no right to inherit their father's property, which is totally wrong. We should wake up and stop this because it's totally not fair for female child Those days are gone whereby such rights stand. I'm Chidi from Ogun State.
Chidi from Ogun State, thank you very much for calling us. We'll take one final message and then we'll go on a break. Hi, what's your name?
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Kemi.
Kemi, welcome.
Yes, I'm coming from Aja.
Good to have you on.
Well, what I just I enjoy your program a lot. I started listening to you guys yesterday.
Okay.
So, and I've been enjoying it.
Thank you.
So this is what I just want to say. I think most of us, we need reorientation. There is
Oh, no, that's quite unfortunate. I do hope that you can call back. I love having people who just started listening to the show. One final message.
Yes, this message says, it is a very big problem in Igbo land, and it's made some of our men to be lazy. Some of the men are frustrating their parents, waiting for their death to inherit their properties.
All right. Like I said, this is a series. Next week, Wednesday, we'll keep having this conversation. But on the other side of 5 o'clock, if you are an importer of cars, how do you feel about this 15% increase in taxes that you will now have to start paying? Tell me about it on the other side of 5 o'clock. And how do you feel about MTN's entry into the small banking market? We'll talk about that on Balogun and Broad. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili everywhere. This is The Glass Ceiling on Hard Facts. Don't go away, Lagos.